Oh,
Oh,
wow. Oh, wow. Okay. So once again, it is not early in the goddamn morning.
I'm proud of
And,
us. I'm proud of us.
but it's also, this is not at all what we planned for this episode. I'm going to throw us right
Our
out of
dude,
this.
do it. We deserve it. Our plan went out the fucking window as soon as I got to your house.
So fast.
Like, as soon as I got there.
We really were going to try to make this a very fun episode, which is, this is still going to be a fun episode. Maybe not
Hey,
as fun as some
it's
others,
always
but
fun. It's
it's
always
always fun. But we really, for Dirty 30, for Flirty 30, we really wanted to make this something fun and do a more of a drunk episode
in person.
in person.
We made it like in person again. We showed up.
We both were there, but recording did not happen.
We hung out for like an hour and a half, and then we're like, oh shit, maybe we should do this.
Yeah.
Sat down to do it. 5 minutes into it, we're like, this isn't working. And
Yeah. Well, I
we
think
gave up.
what was funny is we both looked at each other and we were like, this sucks.
I love those moments so much.
We were like, this is really bad. We
Like,
should
don't,
not
it was
do
so
this.
fun too, because that's exactly what happened the first episode we ever recorded. We sat
Oh
down
my
the
God.
whole thing and we're like, wow, that sucked ass.
That was pure garbage. And that never needs to see the light of day
No,
garbage.
and it never will.
Yeah. Oh man. We gave it our best shot. Maybe we could try that again for episode 40 or 50. 50 would be fun.
50 would be cool. It feels
And
like far away though.
we'll do it maybe not in the middle of the week. So that,
That was a bad idea. I was up until like 2 a.m. That's how bad of an idea it was.
why?
I don't know.
You
I got
went
home and
home,
I was like, I have so much to do because I spent so much time at your house.
you went back to Christmas decorating, and you left, and I pretty much went straight to bed.
I didn't even get to Christmas decorating because I forgot to buy ornament hooks.
Ah, well,
So I
do you have
didn't even get
paperclips?
to. No, I do I look like I have fucking
Yeah,
paperclips?
actually.
No, I don't have paperclips. So I got some at CVS yesterday while I was running errands, but
All
so I'll
right.
do it probably tonight after work. But
Nice. I was
I
to
know I
say,
was so dead set, and then I was like, oh my God.
rep.
Rip, rip and rest.
Rep. Well, we gave it our best shot. I mean, to be honest, this week was kind of lacking in terms of like anything exciting. So we really didn't have that much content. So really, the episode was like just lackluster
We had
all
like three
around.
bullet points, and I
Yeah.
ended up with absolutely nothing.
I literally had three bullet points, one that really wasn't even news. And it was so bad. But the best part, can we just talk about this for a second? So Avery comes to my house, and I was productive the whole day, did laundry, cleaned the house. I was like, Avery's coming over, we gotta record. This is great. I'm gonna make it so nice, right?
And
She comes in, and by this point, like, I've already been like having a good time vibing. It's my house, so I said, perfect, this is great. I turned on like Christmas lights. I've got a candle burner
God.
going. I turned off all the lights. I've just got like my candles and my
Made a
Christmas
whole
lights on.
pitcher of like fall cocktails.
Oh yeah.
Was ready.
And then on the TV, I logged into Spotify and I put on Taylor Swift's new album, Midnights, and I was just sitting there in the dark vibing until Avery walked in. I like texted her. I was like, by the way, door's open, like come on in, whatever, because I wasn't getting up. And she
No.
walks in and
The
she goes,
state I found
what
you in. I didn't
the
even
fuck?
see her at first. I thought you were upstairs, literally.
No. And then I told Avery, I was like, even if you go upstairs, like I've got my Christmas lights on upstairs and a
The
candle
bathroom was
lights
purple.
off.
It was happening. It
There
was happening.
was only vibes in the house that night. There were no lights, nothing.
It was surreal.
It was great. It was great, to be honest. Would do again.
You probably will.
Probably tonight. As
Probably
you can
not
see.
while we're recording.
Yeah, no. My lights are already on, so I'm like, all I need to do is turn this off and the sun needs to go down, and then it's calm, cool, and collected over here.
Honestly, love that for you.
I know,
Yesterday, I
same.
was like so frantic. Like, you know how you said you were productive all day when I came over?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, I was.
That was me last night after work.
I was. Like, when I tell you, 3 loads of laundry, and I cleared my drain in my bathroom because the shit was clogged for like a week. I said, we're cleaning that shit out.
Productivity.
Listen, being a girl sucks, and being a girl with thick hair sucks even more. So we're just going to put that on record.
It sucks. It's horrible. Is that the cup from my arena?
No.
Oh, my God. We have jars with like all the team logos on it.
Yeah.
And I want one so bad, and I totally thought that was it.
Nope. This is from a winery in Temecula. Shout out to Peltzer. Hashtag not sponsored, but I wish we were.
Wish we were sponsored by a lot of things, honestly. Mm-hmm. We deserve to be.
All right. I guess I should probably talk about hockey, huh?
No, maybe we should. We both, it's been a week.
Yeah. And like I said, there really was not much that was going on this week. We do have a Hockey Canada update. We'll bring that in a little bit. But
I'm so fucking excited.
Before we get to that, can I just say, I need to stop bringing stats and predictions into this, because the second I do, shit goes out the window.
We're always like so ballsy about it too.
So confident.
I think we just, this year's, like this season just started off so strong with Troy Terry just coming in clutch game one.
Yeah.
That we got so fucking overconfident.
Well, I think about it too. Like, I remember the last time that I mentioned whatever stats it was that they were showing on the screen was about shutouts, and how this was early, and this was like week one in the season. And they were like, there have been no shutouts. And I was like, that's a lie. Cause we did on night one.
Wrong. Hello.
Vegas Golden Knights did it on night one. Not we, but Vegas did. Thank you. And I was so mad.
I didn't catch that one.
Oh yeah, I caught it quick. I said, my bad.
Not associated.
Yeah. But so last week I mentioned the three teams that the stat was shown that they were on a win streak. Vegas, Seattle, and New Jersey. The second that I mentioned those, it was either later that night or the next day. Literally, Vegas lost, Seattle lost, and the only team that's still going so far is New Jersey. They're on an 11-game win streak now. Can you fucking believe that?
I don't understand it. I don't know.
What did they put in Jack Hughes's water specifically?
Did they put in the jerseys?
That too.
Also, I got a comment. First of all, just for the record, I don't care if they're on an 11-game win streak. The jerseys are still ugly. Retros are still ugly.
Yeah.
Theirs are. Not a fan. They're all around just, I don't understand it.
Yeah. I'm kind of not a fan, but I am kind of here for this win streak because that's kind of iconic. And I hope by me saying that, I don't ruin that for them, because clearly I'm the problem. Can we talk about that?
I know where my head's at, but yes.
I am Taylor Swift. I am the problem. No, but the two Henderson Silver Knights games that I've been to, they lost. And granted, like, they've lost other games, but they've the only two that I've been to, they lost, and then they won the next day when I wasn't there.
The Silver Knights have also been winning, like, away, like, road games. They've had
What's that about?
I'm like, wait a minute.
I am a bad luck charm. I can't physically be in person to watch hockey anymore. And I mean, it's saving me a hell of money.
We went to that Golden Knights game and they won.
Yeah, but it's been a while since I've been. I feel like I'm bad luck.
She's scared to walk into the fortress.
Yeah, unless I go and I'm not paying attention and I'm
yawning on TV and
yawning on TV, then they're losing. Apparently, it's when I'm focused. Okay. It's when I'm actually watching the game that they're like, "No, we're gonna play like crap tonight."
I can't wait until we get you back in the fortress just to break the streak. I feel like it needs to happen. It's just, you can't go on living like this.
I know.
What kind of life is this?
I need the Silver Knights to win while I'm at a game, because
I need the Silver Knights to win.
I'm embarrassed.
I do.
I'm sad. But yeah, like I said, I need to stop with stats and predictions because clearly there's just.
Like, let's go back to making our dumbass little personal bets.
Yeah.
That was way more effective than just openly predicting, because then it always goes wrong.
Then it just always.
It's just always, except for Troy Terry. He can do no wrong, ever.
Yeah, apparently. Ever. I'm so mad about it.
That man is carrying that team.
Truly. Yeah, he just scored.
Really is.
They played last night. Him and Zegras scored. They were the only two that scored. So I was like, work.
You're like, appropriate.
Seems right. Everything seems right with the world.
It really does. When Troy Terry and Zegras are scoring, it all is right. Troy Terry can do no wrong.
Well, hang on. The other funny thing about that is,
so I'm glad I have this pencil to fidget with. I normally don't have anything. So I'm always like, you'll notice. I think you do notice that whenever we're recording and I don't have something, I'll pick up my hair or I'll move around a lot. This is helping so much.
I had my teams mixed up. I was going to say this is really funny because the Ducks were playing the Jets and the only person who scored was Kay Connor and he got a hat trick. And I was like, oh, that's super funny because, and I got my teams mixed up. I forgot that Patrick Laine was not with the Jets. I don't know where I got that from in my head.
He used to be. That's why.
Okay. Wow.
Thank I know because that's when he gave.
Yeah, Tuck, I was like, this picture is literally.
When he gave Alex Tuck a concussion. And I lost my shit. He was on the Jets.
I was going to segue this into now Patrick Laine is out for a couple weeks with a sprained ankle. I shouldn't laugh, but I just think that's.
But also, like, it was due.
Yeah.
I can only handle so much of that rat-looking motherfucker.
I wish him a speedy recovery, but also.
He looks like a weasel. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, he is the walking version of the weasel from Kim Possible.
Oh, no, not the, what's its name?
What's the name of that thing?
Ah, that's going to bug me.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's not a weasel, though.
It's a mole rat.
Mole rat.
Whatever, he is pretty much a fucking weasel. They're same thing in my mind.
Rufus!
That's Patrick Laine.
Just side by side picture.
That's Patrick Laine.
The office meme. They're the same picture.
They're the same picture. Please tell me you agree.
Yeah, I do.
Thank you. I think about that every time. You sent me a picture of his outfit one time, making fun of him, and that's all I thought about. I was like, wow.
Every time the NHL posts like their fits of game day fits and it's Patrick Laine, I'm like, what is this man? Who is dressing this man? Who is letting him out of their house?
It's getting like 2019 Austin Matthews fashion. He went through that too and I hated it. He's calmed down a little bit, but my God, everyone was like, oh my God, Austin Matthews, the drip. And I'm like, disgusting. No.
Bad.
Awful. Move on.
I think fashion and maybe don't always go together.
That's for Alex Tuck. I'll give him that. His suits are always just.
Sometimes the guys get it so right and sometimes they get it so wrong.
I totally thought you were going to say sometimes Alex Tuck does not get it right. And I was like, don't you dare say that to me right now.
The guys, this is a blanket statement. Sometimes the guys get it so right and sometimes some of them get it so wrong. And Patrick Laine is one of them.
Is 90% of the time just wrong, even as a person.
It's just him. But yeah, anyways, he's not that guy. Nothing on that for a while, which is exciting.
Well, yeah, I'm like, wow, I don't get to stare at his little Weasley face every time I open my Instagram anymore.
No, a blessing in disguise, really.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, speedy recovery. I hope you're fine, whatever. But
yeah, sprained ankle.
We're not assholes completely.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like over the summer, a lot of us were looking at Goudreau because Homeboy was in free agency, right? No?
This dude, yes, he was. This dude was a fucking nightmare.
I thought you were laughing at me. That's why I was like, wait, did I just get that wrong?
No, I'm laughing at Johnny Goudreau. There is nothing going on upstairs in that man.
I literally
there is nothing going on in here. There is like lights on, nobody's home.
Oh, okay, good. I
know
you might have to cut a little bit of this because I was like, oh man, did I just like,
oh no, you're fine. This is just really funny.
I was like, either I said his name wrong or Summer was not free agency or something was wrong.
Oh, yeah, you had it all right. He said,
oh, thank God. Okay,
that was the whole thing, is he was gonna go to Jersey and then out of nowhere was like, psych, going to Columbus.
Yeah, okay, so this is the interesting thing. The teams that wanted him, he wasn't going back to his old team, which was the Flyers, right?
Flames,
thank you. Something with an F.
One of those red teams.
One of those.
Flyers is orange.
Yeah. If it starts with an F, they both have an L, you know, and an E. Like, it works. I get them confused.
Oh my God. Anyways,
so he wasn't going back to his old team, the Flames, no. And there was talk of him going to Jersey.
It was like pretty much a done deal. Like it was that close.
And then all of a sudden, he woke up and
decided to raise hell.
Yeah, he's with Columbus now, right?
Yeah, I saw him play at the Garden against the Rangers.
So the weird thing is that, I believe it was Saturday, he played at UBS Arena. The team played against the Islanders. And they booed him. For what?
I think that's so funny. Because it's harmless.
Yes.
But, like, boy had no fucking idea why.
I
don't think any of us do, but it's really funny.
There's a legit quote in this article I read. He was like, I didn't talk to the Islanders once throughout the whole free agency. I don't know why they're booing me. I'm just like, this poor guy.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He's
but like,
hockey. He's fine. You know, secretly, he doesn't give a fuck. Like, it's just funny to me that, like, the random things that people will do. I'm trying to, like, Google it and see if maybe a fan posted a reason why. Because a lot of times, like, hockey Twitter, you know? Yeah. Gets the tea, but even if there's no actual specific reason, that is fucking hilarious to me.
They just decided, let's just bully this
like,
kid.
Let's bully him. He's not a kid, he's a fucking man.
I know.
Like give him hell.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, that is mental warfare at its finest. Because you knew he was so bothered that he was like, why is this happening? And he's threw him off.
What?
And it threw him off. See? Okay, let's, I'm on hard. Let's see if this is.
But I think, if I remember right, I think Columbus, did Columbus win that night?
I have no idea. I'll be this honest, I wasn't watching. But I
heard actually, Islanders won 4-3 that night. Oh, it went into overtime.
Really?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, damn. Good for the Islanders, though.
Good for the Islanders.
Sorry.
Good for them. You know what? They're pulling it together. They just lost against the Predators last night, though, so.
They're not pulling it together.
They're still kind of.
It's like once in a blue moon.
I mean, it's just like we literally called them flops of the week a couple weeks ago, and then they turn around and they like won like 3 games in a row or something.
Yeah.
And it, again, I can't say anything because I do, and like things get flip flopped on me. Like the second that I say something, they're like, oh no, we're winning. Fuck you. Or I say something and they're like, oh, by the way, we lost. It's like, wait.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, that reminds me of the other game this week. Golden Knights versus Sharks.
Oh. Listen, that was right after I said that. That literally ended our win streak.
Not ours, but you know, yeah.
Theirs, that ended their win streak.
Here's the thing is, like, I didn't realize because I kept getting notifications and I thought everything was going totally fucking fine. Totally fine.
It was not fine.
I, like, walked over to B-Dubs once I got home because I lived next door to a B-Dubs. It's a blessing and a curse. But walked over to, like, pick up dinner because it was super late. And I walk in and they have the game on the big screen. And it's, like, 5 seconds left. And it's, like, what, 5-2, 5-3, Sharks?
It was really bad.
I stood there before I even got my food for like a solid 30 seconds, just like, how did this happen?
No, and I need to reiterate our frustration with the ESPN app, because this is now two games in a row that have been blacked out in our area. And I'm so mad because I
Dude.
didn't get to watch that game. And I didn't get to watch last night's game, which was Phil Kessel's 1,000th game straight.
Fuck ESPN. I'm so mad.
I'm so mad. Why am I paying for this? If I can't even, I'm not gonna add another subscription. I
Not gonna
can't.
even let you. Like, I already have the ESPN Plus and it still doesn't let me.
I'm
Like,
so
why do I
frustrated.
pay this much a year to not get the games that I want to play? And it you can even get the pass for just your team. Apparently not.
Apparently not. Apparently I can't.
Hello? No, I can't. It's ridiculous. And they do the same thing with college football, which got me going. And if it happens again this week, because this week is the Egg Bowl for us, son of a bitch.
You're gonna raise hell.
I have to try. I will be on a plane while it happens, which is a nightmare. But I need to get it figured out, because if it's like not playing on ESPN, if it blacks it out for me, oh, I'm gonna lose my fucking mind.
I want to watch the Golden Knights. That's the team that I am a fan of, and I want to watch their games,
It's
and I
like,
can't.
yeah, and even if you buy the fan pass, like where it's just the Golden Knights games that you have access to,
Yeah.
no at all, and
I'm
you're
screwed
lying.
either way. Like, why am I spending this money to watch this? Like, I don't need to. So
No, we want to. And then they're
I'm
screwing
frustrated.
over.
But Phil Kessel reached 1,000 games, so
Heck yes. Oh my God. And not only that, it's 1,000 games in a row without any missed games. No injury, no
no missed
nothing, no
games.
maintenance days. Everything.
That's
Never been done
crazy.
before in the history of the NHL.
Ugh, we love it. Did
Oh,
you see
we love it.
the trophy that they made him? And by
Yeah.
they made him, I mean Aaron Logan,
Aaron
our
Logan, shout
patron.
out.
Yeah.
Shout out. Love you. Well done.
It looked really good.
It was
27
so
pounds.
sick.
Are you
I didn't think
like,
it'd be that heavy, but also I have no reference for that kind of stuff. So like,
well,
tell me
I'm
the silver stick weighed like 50 pounds and I'd have no idea.
looking at it. Okay,
You
true.
know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And then I pick it up and be like, what the fuck? Like, I don't have any concept of that.
No, yeah. But I mean, like, I was looking at the picture and Phil's just holding it. So I'm
Yeah.
like, no, that looks light as a feather.
He can
And then,
part
yeah, like, literally, he could be
doing reps.
like, yeah. Whole weight
Dude.
training class just right there in his hands. Like,
Literally, and can we talk about what a fucking legend Phil Kessel is?
yeah,
Like, apparently he doesn't drink water, like on the bench. He
what?
drinks like Coke before his games. He eats hot dogs all the time. He never stretches either. He's like known for not stretching, and he's yet never had an injury, never missed a fucking game. Is
I'm concerned.
that fucking awesome or what?
Yeah,
What a
yeah.
guy.
I mean, but like water, what does he drink during the games?
I've heard it was like soda or something.
I'm
I don't know
terrified
that
of
they did a
this
whole article of like interviewing his past teammates of just like him, and they all mentioned something.
man. Now I'm kind of scared of him. Like, I
I'm like
kind
Googling.
of
Phil
like, if
Kessel
I.
doesn't drink water.
Oh my God. Wait, are you fucking for real right now?
No, for real. Here you go. Who was it? Someone revealed that despite being a top athlete, Kessel has a huge sweet tooth and doesn't even drink water. Blake Wheeler said that. Here we go. I found one of the articles. I had to go pull this up. I also, by the way, going back, I
Oh.
did find out why they booed Johnny Hockey.
Okay, why?
But I did find out. Oh, you want it now? Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently the hockey world was told that the Isles were totally in on Johnny Hockey. And when he chose Blue Jackets, apparently just like subtly dissed them, and they were offended because he didn't even consider them. But they were ready to like lose everything to get Johnny Hockey on the team, and he had no fucking idea. So they booed him, and it was technically harmless, but they booed him. That's why. All right, back to Phil Kessel.
But the way that he's just like, I wasn't even in talks with them at all. I met
Yeah,
them once,
dude.
and they all in the arena are like, you dissed us.
Yeah,
And he's like, I don't
literally.
even know you.
Because Islanders management during offseason You know, they hardly did anything.
Yeah, no,
they did not talk to anybody. They had no real moves until maybe the very end, like off season. And so even hearing it's like, oh, we were so all like ready to go all in with Johnny Hockey. It's like, were you? Because he had no fucking idea.
He like your shit.
You all kept it under wraps or something, but you forgot to include the main subject.
You forgot to include the Johnny. Person that you wanted.
So I think that's hilarious, but honestly, I'm not surprised that something like that would happen with Isles management the way this offseason went.
That just kind of makes their fan base look so dumb, too.
Yeah, I'm like, I have friends that are Islanders fans. I have friends that are Rangers fans. Dude, just as a whole, New York, like as a state, I don't know about Buffalo, actually. I'm going to take Buffalo out of this. Long Island and Manhattan. Obnoxious ass hockey fans. I've witnessed it firsthand in both arenas. Yeah. All of it. It is just obnoxious as fuck. So, like, I'm not surprised in the slightest they would do that. Something like that. I'm really not.
It just it made me go, huh?
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Oh, here we go. Phil Kessel. Yeah, Blake Wheeler revealed that despite being top athlete, Kessel has a huge sweet tooth and doesn't even drink water. Has known Kessel since da 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 da. We're gonna keep going. Wheeler says, I remember walking into his room in the Olympic Village in 2014 and the amount of candy wrappers stacked up next to his bed. I think that was what he brought from home to Sochi.
Aww.
Sour Patch Kids are his favorite and he ate them during the Olympics.
Oh my god.
What else? He doesn't like drinking water. For the longest, he's like, I don't know if this still holds true, but for the longest time he never drank water. You would only drink blue Powerade. There it is.
Okay, I'll give him that.
It took me somewhere else.
Give him that at least for the electrolytes. I was like, please tell me he's at least drinking like Gatorade or something.
He does drink like Coke or like before practices or something. I did read that somewhere. Someone else said that.
Oh man. Wow.
What else is this? He's incredibly athletic. He's the type of guy that he's good at everything he does. I just think he likes to put out this persona that he kind of doesn't care and he just goes out there and whatever.
Yeah, though.
He cares a lot and I think he invests a lot more into himself than he would let people know. Interesting. That's the article and it's only Blake Wheeler, but there was something on, I think The Athletic did it where they went through all the Golden Knights players too and was like, thoughts on Phil Kessel, and this dude was like, he doesn't even stretch.
He literally doesn't even stretch.
And I was like, wow, what a way to put an injury.
That kind of rings true. Like, he genuinely, before Golden Knights had him and before he was even on my radar personally as a fan, mm-hmm. I was like, who is this guy? He looks like he doesn't even fuck about any of this. I was like, he's...
In, like, a good way.
Not
in a bad way, in a good way.
I mean... But for me, like, not really having watched him before, much, I was like, what is this guy bringing to the table? And then watched him, and I was
and
like,
oh. He said, watch and learn.
Said, hold that thought. And I said.
He said, 1,000 games? Let's go.
So that kind of rings true, though. He, like, he has this outwardly, like, persona of, like, I really don't give a fuck. But watch me.
He is also a cancer survivor, like Shay. Yeah, and I remember hearing about that, too, because apparently Shay reached out to him, like, as soon as he was diagnosed, and I thought that was crazy, and now they're on the same team.
Aw, I love that. Well,
Phil Kessel was a fucking icon.
That was all that I had, other than our very last. I guess we're going to end on this.
The drama for last. Let's
go. I got to save the Hockey Canada. Oh, man. Once again.
Hockey Canada. We're back, motherfuckers. I told you this is going to be like either a weekly thing or a bi-weekly thing. And more stuff just keeps happening that it's just like, wow, I can't wait to talk about this. So.
What a mess.
And you have part of this also.
I do, yeah.
I just forgot to write. We talked about it the other night and I just couldn't write it down fast enough. So Hockey Canada, it was discovered this week that since, I believe it was June. Look at me. Great memory. Since it June, when all of hell broke loose with the sex abuse scandal, and the cover-ups and all the funds and, you know, snowballing, firing, all that crap. It was discovered that they have paid $1.6 million to crisis management and PR to handle all of this since June.
$1.6 million since June. It's when this came out, it was November, what?
June, July,
16th, August, I think.
November. Oh, no, I missed September.
June, July, August, September, October, November. 6 months. In
I missed
6 months.
2 months. I'm a fucking idiot. I just tried counting and I missed 2 months.
Within 6 months, anyways, they have spent $1.6 million. You want to hear the other part of that?
Yes.
Plus an additional $3 million in other legal and comm services.
That is the most fucked up thing ever. Like, having a strong legal team is obviously important when you're a big brand and you're a big company. I understand that. I understand that aspect of it. But if you're going to throw out $1.6 million, first of all, from where? For crisis management and PR.
Yeah.
While you're being grilled about, hey, where did this secret fund come from to cover your sex abuse scandals and to pay people off? Now you're just going to throw $1.6 million plus an extra $3 million for crisis management. Like, that, first of all, is that you really think that's going to help? Look how well
things, really hasn't.
Look how well things are going.
But honestly, like, that does kind of make me wonder, like, what we're, like, are we only seeing the tip of the iceberg here?
Yes, and I have something else in relation.
Hit me.
Because, so obviously we heard, how big was that fund that they had? It was like 20 something, 23, yeah. 28, I believe.
Yeah.
Around there. Just for like paying off people, covering sexual abuse, sweeping stuff under the rug. That was just the one fund. Okay. Like million. Wasn't it million?
I thought so.
Or was it 1,000? We might have to look that up again. I'm blanking right now just because it's been a long week.
Let me see if
I have your notebook.
Keep going.
Well, it came out this week that Olympic gold medalist Katie Weatherston, she played for Team Canada. Forget which year. It didn't say which year. Sorry. I didn't do my research as well. But she said that when she suffered a traumatic brain injury, like during her time playing for Team Canada under Hockey Canada, it was ongoing. There was a ton of medical expenses. They told her that they only had $4,000 available to pay her medical expenses. $4,000 for years of medical expenses dealing with a traumatic brain injury that she suffered while playing on Team Canada under Hockey Canada. $4,000.
Dude, these people are sick.
Dude, what the fuck?
Like,
think about that. And meanwhile, none of us knew. She had no idea that they had this 20-something big-ass fund to cover up all of the fucking scandals to make sure they never saw the light of day. Yet they only told her they had $4,000 to help her with a fucking brain injury that she received from their team.
Not believe that.
She's pissed.
I would be too. Are you kidding me?
Pissed. She is ripping them a new one.
If I found out that the organization that I once played for and got injured while playing for them paid $1.6 million and an additional $3 million in legal
just
services
for crisis management that's failing miserably,
I would be
on
leaving
top of
hell.
Knowing how they paid this girl off, how they have this separate fund, how they've been funneling player fees into this secret fund for years. And they told her they only had $4,000.
Wow.
That's what I saw right before we logged on. And I was like, you're going to lose your shit.
Ew, that really is just, okay, there's a word that my sister and I use all the time. And I've used it to describe many things. But it especially works in this scenario. They're just so smarmy and gross.
Didn't know what word you were going to use, but yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't care if I sound like some old Brit lit person saying the word smarmy.
No, it's true.
It's just like so
It's so morally wrong.
Yeah, like, where are you? Like,
the people running this, or at the time, and now they're not anymore. But it's just like, who are these people? How on earth do you think it's okay to do stuff like this?
How do they sleep at night? Genuinely. How do they sleep at night?
It's crazy. And another thing I just saw too is that the new board, you know how they're replacing the entire board?
But yeah, they're going to. I don't think they have yet.
No, they haven't yet. But they just announced that it's going to be done by a committee, not by a vote. Which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
I just saw that too. I was like, maybe I should mention it.
Can we get to know who's on the committee?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's keep talking about how gross Hockey Canada is while I find out what this committee is about.
Dude, every time that we come up, we have like an update about this. I keep thinking about Trudeau's comment on it, where he's like, we just need to make a new thing and just call
Canada
it
Canada Hockey.
I'm like, you know what? Maybe he's got
God bless him. It really is just the, I can't. All right, here we go. Selected by committee. This came out today, actually.
Oh, wow. A live update.
There you go. 2:28 p.m.
Quite literally.
That's Eastern. It's like almost 2 right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brand fucking new.
You select 8 directors and a new board chair from more than 550 applicants instead of putting candidates up for a wider vote, according to a letter sent to provincial and territorial members, blah, blah, blah. So apparently people still applied for it, but it's going to be like a hiring committee. It's not going to be a vote.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure. That sounds like a lot of people applied for these positions.
How the fuck would it work if it was a vote?
I don't know.
I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. Is this how Canada works? Are we stupid? Tell Aaron he needs to give us the rundown on how Canada works.
Well, I guess just with like boards and selecting people for a board.
Yeah, this I just genuinely am confused by. But I did think it was also like important because it's like,
but I just wonder,
I think at this point it has to be like mostly unanimous for them to choose people then. It can't just be like overruled.
But that does make me wonder who's on the committee and if we ever would be able to know
who
that is. Obviously, they're like, they've made it very clear that they're trying to clean house and they're like,
oh, they are for sure.
But I do also wonder if that's just part of their crisis management and trying to put on like a brave face.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is so fucking crazy.
It just puts such a bad taste.
Did we miss this?
What?
Since all this came out, another group of allegations of sexual assault emerged surrounding the 2003 World Junior team for an incident in Halifax.
You're kidding.
Dude, did we miss that?
Yes.
That's the last part of this article. There's nothing about the fucking committee. Oh, fuck. Hold on.
When was that?
Everybody buckle up.
Dude, we can't even keep up with this news. This is fucking insane.
2003 Hockey Canada assault. There it is. Oh, fuck. There's a video of members of the 2003 World Junior team sexually assaulting an intoxicated woman.
You've got to be fucking kidding me right now. I cannot believe we just found this out as we're fucking recording.
What?
Somebody doesn't even describe it anymore.
Here's the tea. Hockey Canada is funding an independent third-party investigator to look into those allegations. They're funding their own investigation.
That's...
Abolish Hockey Canada. I've had enough.
Bro,
what is happening?
The more that these things like keep coming out...
What did we miss this? This was in September. This is the first I'm hearing about this in Halifax.
That came out in September. It's November. How are we just learning about this?
I don't know. Funding the investigation is part of Hockey Canada's attempts to regain the trust of the ice hockey community and the Canadian government, with the national governing body's access to public funds currently frozen. Da, 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 da. Lawyer and sports investigator Jennifer White is looking into the claims. Da, da, da. Holy shit. Tia said reports have spoken to several people who have seen the video of players while they assaulted the woman. They won silver in 2003 in Halifax for the World Junior Championship. Of that, of that 22 players on the team, 21 later appeared in the NHL.
Bro.
Police in Halifax have also reopened the investigation. And a separate investigation from law enforcement is ongoing in the 2018 Ontario London one. Holy shit. Is that it? What else happened with this one?
Abolish Hockey Canada right now. Like, it needs to die. It needs to just be done.
Two players were identified to police in the alleged 2003 World Junior. Who are they? Holy shit. I'm like actually really fucking. The video says roughly half a dozen players involved in this video. And the woman was non-responsive. I'm like genuinely in shock right now. That's why I'm still going through this. I'm like, is there anything? Source added that he was able to identify the player holding the camera as well as a second player standing outside the room. Holy shit. Some members of the team issued statements since then, denying involvement or encouraging full investigation. I don't know. They're not naming the source. He decided to speak up after the 2018 news came back this year. Yeah, there's what? Why is there no more news on this? I'm like, I need to.
I can't believe this. I can't believe we missed that.
I know.
I'm shocked about that. We were so.
How the fuck did we not?
The way that we've stayed on top of this and we're still, like,
yeah,
missing pieces of information.
Hockey Canada is fucking a nightmare.
It's really just.
No. I found the roster. Wow. Marc-Andre Fleury was on that team. A lot of names I don't know, but Brooks Lake. Do you remember him? He was on that team. Julian's ex, which I'm not going to lie, I still love him, but I didn't know he was on this team. Yeah, 2003. This is World Juniors, right? Silver medal team. Yeah, this had to have been the juniors. I'm like, I'm trying to look for any other names I know, but I don't think there are. But apparently 21 of the 22 of them have been in the NHL. And there are six involved in this video. That's all I could find right now. But damn, I had to keep looking for a minute. That's the first thing I did when we found out the 2018 thing, too. I was like, who was on this roster? Like, I had to know.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked.
That's so fucked. I mean, like, I'm glad that the guy decided to speak up. It sounds like it was a teammate.
Yeah.
Question mark. Like I said, you're seeing me discover this. I don't know who it was. They just said a source and he's anonymous. But he mentioned he identified two of the players to the police. So it makes me think that it's another teammate.
Yeah, or someone DVD. That really could be anyone. Trainer.
It really could.
Agent.
Yeah.
Manager. Coach.
Apparently it was someone like directly involved.
Yeah. Wow.
Hockey Canada is absolute trash. You're hearing it here.
I just don't understand how the people in charge of Hockey Canada and all of situations revolving around that can sleep at night comfortably in their beds, soundly. Like, you literally have evidence within your like arm's reach that crimes were committed, and you just go to bed? You just pay it off and go to bed?
Oh, sorry, this came out in July.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah, so we really missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, that I can't believe this is the first I'm hearing about it. And you know, I've read everything regarding this fucking thing. I'm very, very involved in this. I need to know what happens. This is like really important to me personally.
We were staying up to date.
You know that. So it's like very, I'm shocked.
We were staying up to date mostly on the 2018 one. So I can kind of understand I missed this one. But
the fact that it all came out at the same time, and I haven't seen anything about this. I'm shocked.
Oh, man. I hope we get more, I hope we get better updates on this stuff soon. More like action being taken.
I really
taken.
Hope so.
Wow. I'm looking forward to the resolution of this.
I hope it's a good one.
I do too.
Like, I hope it's somewhat satisfying. Obviously, it's not going to be, it's never like a good thing. Because obviously the bad thing has already happened and this is a result of it. So it's never truly going to be like good justice or anything, you know? Because it still happened.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense, but that's how I feel about it. You know, I need to know what happens. This is very important to me personally.
Oh, us ending on that one. I don't like ending on that, but that's all I have.
I'm like, what can we make fun of real quick? What can we make fun of?
We can always make fun of Patrick Laine again, but
this like weasel looking ass. Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. No. Hopefully there's no updates.
I'm quickly scrolling Instagram to be like, is there any hockey fun thing right now?
I know.
Or like TikTok, something.
Something, anything.
Anything fun right now.
Anything. Oh yeah. I mean in like
there's a whole video for you on how Swedish NHL last names are like pronounced.
Oh jeez. Fuck you.
Like, that's not helpful right now, but that's kind of funny because it's you.
No, I was gonna say I didn't write this one down. But I can mention it just as like some news, something to take the pressure off.
I know. I didn't expect it to get that much lower. That's why this is.
No, so I didn't either. So now I'm like, okay, let's.
Now we're frantic.
Yeah. So Marian Hossa.
The dog.
Oh no, I've seen that before.
I know, but there you go. No. I'm up happy.
So Hall of Famer Marian Hossa isn't exactly sure how he will feel when the Chicago Blackhawks retire his number 81 jersey. But basically, he just said that he wants more of an active role with the Chicago Blackhawks. I don't quite know what that entails.
Especially if the Blackhawks suck.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But he was with Chicago for 8 years. And scored 186 of his 525 career goals with them. He stepped away after the 2016-17 season. Here's the quote. I was like, where's the freaking quote? "They'd definitely like to be a small part with the Blackhawks organization. I know it's been a long time, but try to make sure I'm going to make the right decision with what part I will take." So I think that's pretty cool. I wish him the best of luck. And I just needed some type of good news to end that.
I like it.
Man, like hopefully next week is lighter and has better news.
Dude, I know. I'm like, here's a picture of Trevor Zegras in, is this a reverse retro jersey? I can't even tell. But the Always Hockey guy got it signed by Zegras.
Yeah, the video that he posted was super cute.
Oh, there it is. I just saw it 2 posts later. I saved it. I'll watch it later. We love Zegras.
Dude, let's super start, random.
Let's end it talking about Trevor Zegras.
But the Always Hockey guy, super random funny story. This has nothing to do with anything. What? But honest to God, I woke up from a dream one night where I met him. And I met someone else, and I can't remember who else is in the dream. But I was like, wait, you're Zach Bell. And in the dream, I was
is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, I had no idea what his name was.
I like super casually, I was just like standing there and I was like, hi, I'm Carson. And he was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, you're Zach Bell. He was like, yeah.
Why is that literally how you actually introduce yourself to strangers? They're like, hi, I'm Carson. Like, you don't even know. Like, that's just that straight for it.
Oh, yeah.
Who was it? Yelly?
Oh, yeah.
It was just straight up Haim Carson.
I literally just stopped.
I was just like, what is going on?
Hey, we're big fans. Can we get a picture? And they're like, hi. And then we like didn't get a picture until
thank
like.
God for Cappy.
Yeah.
Boy but, was like, hey, how's it going? And I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, hi. I don't know what's going.
Super strange. But yeah, I wasn't going to mention this, but yeah, I
that's very funny, actually.
Randomly had a dream that I met that guy. So yeah, go me.
We should, what if I put this clip on Instagram and we tagged him?
Do it. Be like, dude, I met you in my dream.
Be like, who the fuck is this bitch? Wow.
Crazy, right? I've met you. We like, no, we've literally never met. And I was like, no, we're doing, you remember that one time?
Literally never met. That one time at band camp? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we can. I think we got the comic relief we needed.
Yeah, I really needed that. And if it's at my expense.
Dude, that was so unintentional. Can we? That was genuine, honest reactions to what the fuck we just read.
I know. Like I said, I really hope, listen, this week, there wasn't much like news other than that. So I hope that next week is a little bit lighter, a little bit less
dramatic. More positive, more positivity.
Yeah.
Better. It's Thanksgiving. We could use positivity.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I already forgot. Wow. I leave town in like 2 days and I forgot.
I know.
Man, dude, Thanksgiving is not my holiday.
November's already almost over, dude.
Christmas.
I can't believe I have a look, I have a new blanket. Oh, you can't really see it, but it's Christmas.
Wait, really?
Ah. It's like red and green and plaid.
Wait, where did you get that?
Target.
Are you shitting me?
No, it was like $20.
Dude.
Or like $11.
It looks, I'm going to out this on here because I don't think Ricky listened to it. It looks like the blanket that I got Ricky for Christmas.
Oh, really? Oh, that's so cute.
I'm like, no, fuck you. I saw that pattern. I was like, oh God.
Yeah. It's like, like plaid type of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like what I had. That's what I got him. Fuck.
Cute.
Well, not anymore since you have like the exact fucking same one.
Well, I bought it for me, really.
No, great. Keep it there. Don't let him see it. He'll think it's original.
No, I already showed him, so.
God, Carson.
How was I supposed to know?
Okay. Now I have to get you guys plates.
Avery broke my plate. I also would like that to be on the record.
You know what? Maybe that'll be the real comic relief to end this fucking episode.
I invited Avery over to my house and she broke a plate. We only had three.
That is, there's so much more that happened.
We only had
that simple.
Three full-size dinner plates and Avery broke one of them.
Who only has three fucking plates?
We do, because we are cheap.
So anyways, it was a complete accident and I was torn apart.
It was, and she was.
Listen, she wants to make jokes about it because she thinks it's funny. I can't handle jokes about it because I'll start crying.
I think it's hilarious. And I literally will text her and be like, hey, remember when you broke our plate?
It's not funny.
It's so funny. It is.
I feel awful.
It was so funny. Ricky
and he was like, this bitch.
I know. He was like, well, she's getting us dinner plates, like China, for like Christmas, right? Like good ass.
Nice.
Yeah. He was like, I want it to be like designer. I was like, yeah, I know.
I'm pissed. I'm so, because yeah. I was getting, this is how it came up again too, because I didn't realize, I didn't think, I thought we were over it. I thought it was done. Fine. And everything was fine because you assured me that it was didn't matter. Okay.
It didn't. It still doesn't.
But it does. Okay. And I was at Hobby Lobby, like Christmas shopping, because I'm making some stuff this year. And I texted because I got you guys something and I was so excited. And she goes, is it plates? And I was like, my heart sank.
What's funny about that is Ricky was sitting right next to me and that's why. I was like, oh, Avery got something for Christmas. And he was like, oh, is it dinner plates? And I was like, I immediately texted you that.
I can't go back to your house without plates now. I love dude, you made the joke the other night. We were eating pizza. And she was like, there's only two plates left. And I don't break it. And I was like,
It's so funny. It's so funny. It's
not funny.
And it's, what's funniest about it is that you think we're serious and we're like, you have to get us plates when like we're fully kidding.
I know you're kidding, but you can't help it. This is how my brain works. And like, I have to make nice.
The way that you can't take a joke.
No, I can't. I can dish it, but I can't take it.
I kind of love it.
For any of you who ever meet me in real life, take this as a warning. I can dish it, but I cannot take it.
If you make fun of her, she will cry.
Look at me right now. I'm in tears.
She will cry. We have a question from a fan.
What the fuck?
That's a lie. I don't think she listens to the podcast. but I'm tying it in. We have a question. Is there a Thor? Huh?
From who?
From someone that I watch their dogs.
Wow. All right, continue.
So her question is there a store where you can get official Knights jerseys?
There's so, 8 billion fucking stores. Anyways, I know. Arsenal. The fucking, what's the one at the T-Mobile? The one
Armory?
That one, Armory. There's the livery. There's the saddlery. There's fucking Sports Town.
Oh, yeah.
Which was where I go.
Yeah.
Sports Town's elite. You can probably get them at Lids. They have some night stuff at Lids too.
Or online.
Online. Fanatics, I've had issues with ordering, but there's also the Adidas ones.
Yeah.
A billion stores.
Our first fan question.
Not a fan question. That just happened to pop up. And you're like, oh my God. Did you see how confused I was?
I fully was going to milk that, but again, you can't take a joke. So. No, I can't.
You're like, oh, we had a fan question. I was like, bullshit.
Bullshit. Wow. All right. Well, I guess
maybe next week we'll have an actual fan question.
We should. Have you talked
to... Yeah, but no one ever answers to our Instagrams.
But have you talked to our hopeful guest?
I have not because he is currently in Texas working.
Okay.
His shows got like extended, I think. So I was going to give him a few days because I'm not sure when he comes back to California. Plus, I will be gone. I'll be back in the South next week.
So very soon we will have a very fun guest on and we have some very fun segments planned.
I'm very excited. I do have another person in mind if he can't do it this week.
Perfect.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be
fun. Go for it. Love it.
I got like a list of people for this season I really want to try and make happen. Like, I'm really excited.
Do it.
It's going
to
be great.
Until then, be sure to like, rate, subscribe, give us 5 stars.
Follow. Podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. I don't know why I had to think about that for a minute, way longer than I should have. Follow us on social media. We are We are at @_hockeygirls. I just had like a stroke. @_hockeygirls on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And as always, this podcast is not associated with any AHL or NHL organization.
And that's the tea.
And with that, happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I'm kidding. I can't.
Bye.